WildTalkRadio.com.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Off your slop, they calling me pop. I'm rolling in bands, you riding around, I'll beat up your lot.
Hey, don't.
Bros want a cop, but they are just not away. I'm up in the club, stacking a duck, stuck in a lot. I'm hot like sauce, you soft like balsa. You ain't heard of me? Well, you probably are.
Ask about nice to me.
How you doing? This is Raw Pusher live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey Day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, this was certainly an interesting Raw, to say the least.
Yeah.
Okay, not really, but it was a decent follow-up to last night's No Mercy, where there were some shenanigans, and we'll talk all about that on Thursday, kind of, maybe, but...
Let's talk about what we just saw.
Okay, so Neville, being the true king of the Cruiserweights that he is, bless him, we don't deserve him, comes out, he looks like he's been on a 3-day bender in the last 24 hours... And he just gives Enzo this murderous glare. Like, he legit looks like he's ready to just rip out Enzo's soul when he comes out. It's the best way I can describe him. And he, like, Enzo's got this order from Kurt Angle that if anybody touches him or beats him up or whatever, because he knows everybody's pissed, that, you know, they'll lose their Cruiserweight title opportunities. They'll never get them again. I think as long as Enzo's champ.
As long as Enzo's champ, yes.
So, Neville, being the boss and the king that he is, doesn't give a crap and goes to the ring. The two exchange back and forth barbs with each other, and then Neville proceeds to kick Enzo's ass all over Monday Night Raw with the Cruiserweights cheering him on.
Now to give a little backstory on all that, why it was a beatdown. So we now finally have heel Enzo. That's legit. We have heel Enzo. Yes, we did witness a double turn. Sort of. Enzo is a heel. He is proud to be the Cruiserweight champion. He does not like anyone in the Cruiserweight division. They don't like him. They're a bunch of haters. He ran down a bunch of them. One about Cedric Alexander and called him the man Charisma forgot. He said Metal League is way more than 205. And called Gallagher, what, Teacup?
Yeah, called him Teacup. I would not mess with Gallagher. I seriously would not. He will mess you up.
Yeah.
He's not in the mood. Like, the two Brits are pissed.
Yeah. Enzo was talking about, you know, how he has Neville's crown. Neville tells Enzo he's right. The truth is brutal. The truth is that you are an unbearable, toxic individual, and that you've alienated everyone that you've come in contact with. Neville says you arrived on Monday Night Raw too much fanfare, and two short years later, you are dumped on their door like an unwanted slug because no one wanted you. If it was left to him, he would have left Enzo to rot. It was the gentleman behind him who wanted to give him, you know, who he calls nobodies, an opportunity. And this is how you repay them, he says. Enzo said he repays them by putting eyes on 205 Live to make them stars. This is where we're getting really in-depth. Neville says that Enzo is a disgrace and that you've made them made a joke out of them. The Vision and out of his Cruiserweight title, which in turn makes a joke out of him. When you kicked him when the sun doesn't shine, you made a joke out of him as well. Now, on behalf of the entire Cruiserweight division, I'm here to end you. Neville gets in the ring. Enzo tells him to stay back, mentions the can't touch him order that Lindsay mentioned, and Enzo brought up the fact that this is the last hour of Raw, and in the 9 months you held the title, you never sniffed this hour. The reason you're out here is because he is a star. Enzo says that you are all you could find could not match his merchandise, Jax. And he tells him he'll see you on the Zoe show tomorrow night. And then that's where Neville decided to kill Enzo Amore. Laid him out with a red arrow to end, which looks like he really landed the red arrow at the end.
Yeah, he was a little harsh with the red arrow. Just a tad. I really do think there's like some legit bad blood going on there.
I mentioned this last night. This is the exact reason why Enzo is a champion. You put eyes on the division.
Oh, yeah.
Good or bad. It's good or bad. That's why he's here.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No question. I mean, he is correct in the fact that he's a star. He's put more relevance into 205 Live recently than pretty much anyone else has ever done. And that includes Neville. Bless him, who they finally put on 205 Live, and they gave him the title, and he did the King Neville gimmick, and it got over huge. But it's run its course, and now he needs to evolve it. And so it's the King is dead, long live the King, and you have Enzo taking over that number one heel spot, but you still have Neville there, who isn't really a heel, isn't really a face. He's just sort of like a murder elf, and he's very, very upset right now.
This is no comparison, but I'm going to answer the question this way. For years, everyone said, Cena's matches suck, why watch? That answers your question, Lamont, but if his matches suck, why watch? People watch Cena. All the best wrestlers, you know, most over wrestlers, probably weren't the greatest in-ring performers of all time, and they still watch. I hate saying it, but that's their thinking.
If you put Enzo in there with the right people, which they do have the right people on the 205 Live roster, he can be carried to a good match, but he has to be carried. That's the trick. Because, I mean, I'll just say it based on last night. Neville and Enzo did not have a bad match. I don't think it was really anything to write home about, but they did not have a bad match.
Cena didn't do charity in 2004. I'm just pointing that out and laments.
WWE didn't do charity in 2004.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to compare Enzo and Cena, but I'm trying to give you an example. People think he sucks, and they've watched. People will always watch the entertaining character, especially now that they've turned him heel, because you're going to watch to see him get his ass kicked.
Yep.
Whether we like this or not, that's their thinking. That's the logic behind it.
I honestly don't have a problem with Enzo as 205 Live champ. I really don't.
For the short term, it's fine. But they better get their crap together because we're coming up on a year, and we'll see if they reevaluate things.
That's yep.
All. And that's the point of it all. Let's get through some matches on the show. Jason Jordan, Matt Hardy beat Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas.
Poor Jason Jordan.
Still can't catch a break. Jason Jordan was wrestling because Jeff Hardy has a torn rotator cuff.
Feel better, Jeff.
Elias beat Apollo Crews after the match. Titus and Elias got into it, which means we're probably getting Titus versus Elias next week.
I'm only okay with this if Titus wins.
Because
fantasy.
Yeah. Charlie Caruso interviewed Finn Balor, who thanked Bray Wyatt for essentially bringing out, you know, the best in him. He said he hopes Bray Wyatt is feeling a sense of humility for Goldust and the others he victimized. Charlie asked, what's next for him? Balor says he wants to reclaim the Universal title. And people were happy. He's like this new extraordinary gentleman or whatever his name, new gimmick is. The extraordinary man.
The extraordinary man, yeah. I'm not sure what that all is, but it is what it is. And Finn, you know for a fact, Bray Wyatt is not feeling humble about anything.
So later on in the night, Finn Balor took on Goldust. They had a solid matchup. Finn picked up the win. Afterwards, all we heard was, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Bray. The least you can do is show your face. You are the captain of Team Fluffy.
He didn't show his face.
Get on it, Lord. I got all excited for a second because they play the whole world in his hands and you're looking around and it's like, where's Bray? Where's he at? And then nothing. It's like, what? What is this crap? No. no, I did not sign up for this.
Yeah.
I was most upset by the lack of Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
It was a cool thing after the match, and the match was fine, but the lack of Bray Wyatt upset me greatly.
Bayley was backstage. Sasha came in the room. Bayley said, did you get my text? I said, yeah, I got it, but I got too busy and couldn't, you know, respond. And they were all both a little tense with each other about, you know, each other, you know, stopping the other from winning the belt. But they said, we need to focus on Jax and Emma. That's what they did. Bayley says she sees Nia laughing at her shoulder injury when she closes her eyes, so she wants to make her feel pain. They had a uncomfortable hug. Looks like we're going somewhere. It's going to take a little bit, but we're going somewhere with these two.
Yep, a little bit. They're finally hitting the gas pedal on it.
Bayley and Sasha defeated Nia and Emma.
No surprise.
No real surprise there.
But we did see Bayley being more aggressive, and Sasha not quite sure how to handle it.
Yeah. So, Curt Hawkins comes out and says, tonight's the night he ends his 118-match losing streak. So who wants to make history with Curt Hawkins? Braun Strowman does. Braun comes to the ring, and Curt Hawkins like, I'm out. So he walks out of the ring, goes through the crowd, trying to get to the back. Strowman's like, nope, you ain't going nowhere. So Strowman tosses him around, beats him up, chokes him through a table, throws him onto the stage, power slams him through the screen on the stage. Braun left him laying.
Yeah, murder speed. We got to see murder speed on Raw.
And then he's like, I'm not leaving this ring until I get some real competition. So Dean Ambrose shows up and fights Braun Strowman. Braun would eventually beat Dean Ambrose, who was injured from the night.
But they still had fun.
They did have fun. Later on, Seth Rollins questioned why, you know, Dean would go out there and do things. And, you know, next time you should consult me and, you know, all that fun stuff because you're what, you're the architect or something? And, you know, that whole thing. And Rollins said he was going to talk to Kurt Angle on the man to match with Strowman, which he will have next week on Raw. He had to worry about Sheamus tonight, as it was Sheamus versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins would pick up the win. Cesaro looked in a lot of pain at ringside.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I'm really surprised they had him out there at all. He very obviously was not opening his mouth. He wasn't saying a whole lot, and he wasn't smiling because, well, the man is in pain with his two front teeth, which I think they had to extract last night after the match.
Or I don't think they did yet. They will be, though.
They did, like, some sort of emergency dental work with him, I think, to try and alleviate some of the pain. But I don't know what exactly they did, because there are pictures of him getting his mouth looked at and worked on.
They stitched his bottom lip.
So, yeah, poor Cesaro. Oh my god, I can't imagine. For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, last night at No Mercy, Cesaro did the slingshot into the ring post, but he didn't block his mouth with his hands, and so he took the ring post full force in his mouth and shoved his two front teeth up into his gums, so they're like, all you can see is, like, the bottoms of his teeth. It was absolutely horrific looking, and you could tell he was in so much pain.
Yeah.
I mean, good on him for coming out there, but damn. Damn, son.
Mm-hmm. So, Alexa Bliss comes to the ring. She talks about how she beat four future Hall of Famers at No Mercy, but social media was just full of nonsense and gossip about, you know, what would happen with Sasha and Bayley or Nia or whatever it was. She then talked about how she cleaned out the entire women's division. Out comes Mickie James and said, well, I wasn't in the match. You didn't beat me, and I heard you talking a lot of trash on Raw Talk last night. I watched it, and she wanted to hear the talk in person. And Alexa was sort of like, yeah, I like you. I have respect for you. I was one who brought you back to SmackDown Live. And said Mickie James was one of her favorites when she was a little girl and was even on her top 8 on MySpace.
Because we're dating ourselves that far.
Alexa Bliss said James still has a lot left to offer WWE, and there are a couple of fans who think she still has it. And, you know, she's great with personal appearances and charity. And she added that it's great that Mickie's demographic has someone who represents them. And Bliss says she respects James in the ring, but doesn't want to see her break a hip because, you know, 38 is old.
Good on Alexa for looking out for Mickie. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mickie James doesn't need her to run down her accolades because she's a 6-time women's champion. I have broken bones, broken hearts, and broken barriers for women in WWE all before you. All before you were still wearing a training bra.
No, before you were wearing a training bra.
All before you were still wearing a training bra, yeah. All before you were wearing training. I was reading the quote they have. All before you were wearing a training bra. Yeah.
Which is a great line.
Yeah, and as you made reference, that you still are.
The how dare you look was priceless.
Because she looked right down at her own boobs.
She's like, I have nice boobs, what?
Right? James and Mrs. Amanda Bliss repeat what she said last night. Or leave the ring because it's no place for a coward. Bliss said James is an old lady. Mickey James slapped her right across the face and kicked her to the ring. Kicked her out of the ring as Alexa bailed. I liked the segment.
It was a little awkward in spots, but I really, really enjoyed this segment. They've got nice chemistry together.
We're now getting two women's stories going on, people. And a third with Asuka. See? Things are happening. Maybe. We'll see. Monday Night Raw opened with Miz TV. Special guest Roman Reigns. He likes it loud, because the fans would boo or cheer or whatever. Miz said Reigns beat and retired The Undertaker WrestleMania, said he had an equally impressive victory over John Cena. And, you know, Roman's like, I respect John Cena now. He said the Cena said a lot of things to him, but he backed it up in the ring. Reigns said Cena held down the fort for 15 years, and no one else can say that, so we're now back to mutual respect. And that's why I'm proud to say I beat John Cena last night, and said it was the biggest win of his career, and Taker sat up there somewhere going, what? He said Miz wasn't the only one celebrating last night, and he's hurting and whatever. He wanted the Miz to rise to bring him a beer. Miz brought up, and he was wondered why he was in the ring with an idiot like you. And Miz brought up Reigns being labeled the guy and said, the real guy is the guy in the ring with the championship. Miz talked about how he proved that Jason Jordan's a loser. Reigns said, he's been in the ring with both men. There's no way Miz would beat Jordan without the help of Axel and Dallas. Reigns said, told Miz his cronies to fetch him a beer, like I mentioned. But, you know, this is a classy establishment. We don't drink beer on Miz TV. Miz accused Reigns of riding the coattails of two other men while in the Shield. He asked Reigns if he knew what would happen if the Shield would happen if the Shield faced the Miz-tourage. Reigns said, laughed and said, he thought the Miz was joking. We would whip y'all's asses. No problem. But that's not going to happen because Dean and Seth are doing their thing and I'm going after the Universal title. Miz asked Reigns about all the times he choked when he faced Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman, and Brock Lesnar. And Miz was talking about how he carried Raw and how he won't be disrespected. And then Reigns says, let's fight. Miz is like, not tonight. I'm in a suit. I'm going to go home and be with my pregnant wife. Kurt Angle came out and said, Angle told Miz to tell Maryse that he would be home a little late because tonight it's Miz versus Reigns.
Okay, then.
Thoughts on the opening?
I thought it was a good opening. It was a strong opening. I mean, it's just a way to affirm Roman's victory last night. To continue the story and all of that, I thought it was fine. Roman looked good. Miz looked good. No complaints on this, really.
So Reigns beat the Miz.
And a surprise to no one.
Surprise to no one in a non-title match. Afterwards, Axel and Bo beat up Reigns. He would fight them off. But then Reigns would look tall. He was going for a power bomb, you know, the Shield bomb, but without the Shield. He then got hit with chairs from Axel and Bo. They left him laying with a skull-crushing finale, but Reigns would start to get back up as Miz and Miz-tourage left. So they got back in the ring, wore chair shots, and finally a skull-crushing finale on the steel chair. And then the Miz and the Miz-tourage stood over Roman Reigns and did the Shield fist bump. So Miz and the Miz-tourage versus the Shield?
Maybe. Could be.
I still like my idea better, but we'll go there.
Your idea is not going to happen.
Hey, it could.
Just for the record, y'all, his idea. Well, I guess we're not going to get it because you're starting the music.
No, talk. You got 4 minutes. Go.
His idea is that the Wyatt family is going to get back together.
I like it. Miz-tourage main eventing a pay-per-view. I don't see it. But it's not, the Wyatt family is not going to get back together because Finn and Bray are still a thing. I would like it better, but that's just me.
Well, maybe, you know, Finn and Bray could form the new family together.
They could. Either way.
Yes.
Either way. That was the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/Black Radio Show, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. WTR Sims, as we are on the road to the season 1 finale on October 10th. Thursday night, though, it's Rack.
That's right. Tune in because we are going to be talking all about WWE No Mercy. We'll fill you in on who won, who lost, and the controversy that happened at the pay-per-view. So you don't want to miss that. We'll also have all your favorites, news, SmackDown, NXT, and Tweet of the Week. It's The Rack Thursday nights right here on WallTalkRadio.com. 10 p.m. Eastern.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Subscribe, please. Subscribe, like, all that fun stuff. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio. Go back and listen to episode 502 featuring the end of the world as Ace returned for a night. Check it out, CB Radio Live, midnight-ish Saturday night, CBRadioLive.com, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Total Bella Season 2, Episode 3. Episode 4 will be available on Thursday. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Linsward, L-I-N-S-W-R-D. You can go to my website, PsychWarDesigns.com. If you like my work, if you'd like to view my work, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow during the day, Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and right back here for the Wild Push Show. Live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Always streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and all week long across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here, WildTalkRadio.com. That's blowing all just because I'm here. Get up and on your feet. Get your hands up in the air. Watching all my WildTalkRadio.com.